Republican Representative Adam Neelan chairs the Assembly's Jobs Committee, which is handling the legislation. He says the changes lawmakers will vote on Monday won't change the broad strokes of the deal announced last month by Governor Scott Walker and Foxconn Chairman Terry Goh.
The one thing that we did attempt to do is make sure that we didn't mess with or change certain agreements that were in place from the memorandum of understanding that was negotiated by Governor Walker and members of Foxconn.
One of the amendments would provide the State Department of Workforce Development $20 million in the next budget to work with state universities and tech colleges on worker training programs. Those programs would be aimed at preparing students to work at Foxconn or related businesses. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.